the Taoiseach Simon Harris has called on the EU and US to substantively engage in talks to resolve the ongoing tariff standoff, saying a solution is needed soon as it's now almost halfway through the 90-day pause. He was speaking in Brussels on his way into a meeting with the European Trade Commissioner Maros Šefčovič and other European trade ministers.
We want to see a deal. We want to see a deal that is good. We want to see a deal that's much more ambitious than some of the deals we've seen so far. I mean, 10% can't become the new norm. I mean, certainly it can if that's what the US wish. It's not the scale of the EU ambition. We want zero for zero tariffs.
Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane joins us. Micheál, the Taoiseach, he says, remaining hopeful that a deal between the US and the EU can be done. But it seems to be notable that where agreement has been reached, as was the case with Britain, that 10% remained in place.
Yes, and I think that even the positives that Simon Harris was alluding to there, he spoke about that US-UK trade deal and also the pause that's underway in the US-China standoff as well. At the moment, tariffs do remain there. So I suppose that is one thing. And of course, if there are to be any countermeasures, that seemed to be something that was of particular concern to Simon Harris as well today, stressing the EU would protect itself as a bloc, but again, emphasising where there are particular sensitivities from an Irish point of view. And it seems to be around aviation, agri-foods and med tech as well. So I think that is probably what he is communicating to the EU Trade Commissioner today and also to his fellow colleagues.
Coming back to Leinster House, leaders' questions just before lunch. The issue of the audit of hip surgeries for children. Back again, what was said? What did we learn?
Well, Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin saying that there are already parents having to travel outside the country to places like the US and also to London to find out that key question, which he says the government is providing no pathway to answer for them at the moment. And that is if their child had a surgery that was not necessary. He said, as of now, no way has been put forward to establish this. Responding, the Fine Gael Deputy Leader and Education Minister, Helen McEntee, said the first thing to do is to get all the answers and whatever support is needed that will be provided to the children and to the families. She did say that the fact that there were over 2,000 letters sent out to families and children, that does not suggest that every one of them and everyone who's received a letter had a surgery that wasn't necessary. She seemed keen to make that point. But there is no doubt that parents do feel like they are being kept in the dark here. That has been voiced repeatedly by members of the opposition who say their offices have been inundated with such calls.
In the past few minutes, a bit of breaking news. It's an update on the bike shelter, the infamous bike shelter at Leinster House. What more can you tell us, Micheál?
Yes, our colleague Fiacra O'Kiona is reporting on that audit which was carried out by Deloitte into the controversial bike shelter at Leinster House. And it says that some fundamental good practices were not adhered to. And essentially, that focuses in on the lack of a value for money assessment. It said things like a lower cost, things like perhaps even doing nothing should have all been in the mix, and there should have been a robust appraisals process before this was signed off on. There is an acceptance that there was an effort by those involved to try and fit the bike shelter in with the structure of Leinster House, that important structure in the centre of Dublin. But it feels there was another way of doing it. And the whole idea of looking at cost versus benefit, that should have happened.
As we say, that news just coming into us. No doubt there'll be lots more later on in the day. For now, Micheál, thank you very much for that. We'll have more for you on the news at one after a quick break.